Welcome to Louisiana Prep Weekly. We are here in studio tonight. Cade Wozniak here and Todd Black, Jimmy Roy out on assignment. It's pretty much an all baseball Louisiana Prep Weekly. We got a lot of teams left in the state tournament. Semifinals going on starting this Friday. And coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to be joined by Brule Panthers baseball coach Tate DuPont as the Panthers in the Class 3A semifinals. They're the top seed, taking on fourth-seeded South Beauregard at 3. At the bottom of the hour tonight, West Feliciana Saints head baseball coach Gannon Acord. Class 3A semifinals, they're the sixth seed. They're going to face second-seeded Edie White from down in Thibodaux. That one at 6 o'clock in Sulphur. We start things off tonight with the Catholic High Bears in the 5A semifinals, taking on top-seeded Barb. Many matchups between these two over the last couple of years. The Bears are the 4 seed, Barb the top seed. That's a 7 o'clock matchup Friday in Sulphur. Speaking of the Bears, we are joined now by Catholic High Bears head baseball coach Brad Bass. Coach Bass, looking at this game, you got to go back to what happened last week and a really nice come-from-behind victory in Game 1 against Jesuit and then a shutout performance in Game 2. But most importantly, your guys got those wins. You were able to get to your daughter's recital. How excited were you?
Oh, man, I was telling some people over here on our administration, I said Saturday was the best day of my life. It's the best dance recital I'll ever be to thought in my whole life, for sure. But it was awesome. Guys, actually, early in the week, I told them about it, you know, sort of jokingly. And they told me, they said, Coach, I promise we'll have you at the recital. And it was funny, even after Bowen hits the home run, he comes up and he yells at me, I told you you were going to the recital. So it was real neat. And it was real fun. I got to get on stage and do the daddy-daughter dance. So it was a fun day.
Well, that's great, Coach, because I know a lot of times you talk about what coaches go through on a daily basis, on a weekly basis in a year, the kind of schedules you have. And some of these things, very important life event, very important coaching event. But when you can have that opportunity, I know for you that those are just the golden moments that they're priceless.
Absolutely. You know, it's coming out here with these guys and you spend so much time with them and their families. They become family. You know, it's I have two girls and I always mess with them. They have 33 brothers. So look out when you come around the Bass House. So.
Well, Coach, let's get back to that Jesuit win, 6-5. That really could be a springboard for the remainder of the postseason for you guys. The way that played out, and then you go out in Game 2, score, 4 runs in the first inning, and really kind of set a tone to get you into the semifinals.
Yeah, man, that's kind of the personality of this team, and I think it shows a testament to their character to go down 4-0 on that Friday night game, to fight your way back and tie it in the seventh with 2 outs, then actually lose the lead in the top of the 10th and still find a way to win in the bottom of the 10th was that's who these guys are. They don't get rattled by the perceptions of the pressure around them. They just play hard for one another, and they're a fun group to watch. And Saturday, they just came out and do what they do best. They swung the bats, and they did from the very first pitch to the last pitch. So it was real exciting to watch, real fun to watch over in the dugout.
You called it one of the greatest games, if not the greatest game I've ever coached. What did you mean by that?
I mean, just the pure emotions in it. I mean, we were down, we tie it, you're just chugging through these innings, and then you go down again in the 10th, and then you get a lead man out, and it's, you know, statistically said that game is probably going to end in the bottom of the 10th for our opponent. And then to be able to find a way, and especially Connor Bowen, who, you know, was inserted into a DH role, a week or so ago, just been a guy who was a starter in the beginning, struggled, found his way out, and then worked his way back in and for the playoffs. And to get that hit is just so awesome for him, and it was so awesome for our team. And it was just one of those ones I'll never forget.
Certainly it was memorable for you and for the Catholic High Bear fans. We're talking with their head coach, our head baseball coach, Brad Bass. They enter the 5A semifinals as the fourth seed. They're going to take on top-seeded Barb Friday at 7, right, Coach, over in Sulphur?
Yes, sir.
We'll get to Barb in just a bit, but talk to me about the health of your team. You've gone through quite a postseason. You know, the 2 weekends ago, getting those 2 games in, you were fortunate to get those 2 games in. Then you had another postponement. You play Hanville on Tuesday. I'm sure there can be a lot of wear and tear in those situations. What's the health of your team?
Absolutely. Just the mental aspect of going through a 6 or 7 hour rain delay on Saturday was that's tough on kids. But, you know, again, these kids don't get caught up in that stuff. They just show up and play hard each and every day. Going in the first round of the playoffs, Josh Smith actually, our shortstop actually came up with a stomach bug. He and Brian Fairbanks were both sick. And to do what they've done throughout the playoffs, and then Josh finally gets back healthy, and then sickness-wise, and then, gets banged up a little bit throughout the playoffs and literally was on crutches for 2 days and finds his way back on the field and has just had an awesome postseason. But, these guys are tough guys. They're gritty. They know what's at stake, and they're a fun group to coach.
What about the rest of the lineup, Coach? Who have been some of the standout performers this year?
Well, our lineup top to bottom, we like to say that it's a balanced lineup, and we're comfortable with anybody going to the plate in any situation. Cole Johnson's our leadoff guy. He kind of our little spark plug at the top that makes us go. Brandon Fairbanks is our first baseman, been in the two-hole all season long. Just a great at-bat. I think he had an 18-pitch at-bat against Jesuit that Friday night.
Wow.
Which is something that you never see. Josh Smith will be in our three. Tristan Welsh has been real hot in our four. Daniel Gilbo in our five. Will Etheridge in our six. Brendan Lambert, sophomore catcher in our Connor Bowen in our six. Will Etheridge in our seven. Brendan Lambert, sophomore catcher in our eight. And Patrick Kafasi is actually our second leading hitter right now. I think he's hitting 378 or something in our nine hole. So we're comfortable with anybody coming to the plate. We tell our guys all the time the big hit's coming, and the hit doesn't care who gets it. So make sure you're ready when you get your opportunity.
I guess, Coach, you're comfortable with the two-sport athletes. How many outside of Connor Bowen on the team play other sports?
I think we have four or five in our starting lineup right now. Tristan Welsh was a safety. Daniel Gilbo was a safety. Brandon Fairbanks was a linebacker. Connor Bowen was a quarterback. Brady Hebert. He's going to start pitch. He's a backup quarterback. And, I love for him to do both sports. I always mess with him. There's no teaching tool in the world like being third and one somewhere on a football field. So, I love it.
We're speaking with Catholic High Bears head baseball coach Brad Bass. Coach Bass, as we mentioned a couple weekends ago, you guys fortunate enough, you get the two games in. Although it was postponed, you do eventually finish that series against Hanville and move on to Jesuit. And, of course, defeating Jesuit now onto the semifinals. But do you feel like there should be more flexibility in that series? I know we've tinkered with it. We've added it to different classifications. With that said, also, do you think it should be extended into semifinals and championship round?
I think any baseball, guy is going to say, yeah, we want to have series. We want it to be best of three, all the way through. I know that there's some time constraints and travel constraints and all that kind of stuff. As far as the way the playoff system is set up now, we kind of got to point the finger at ourselves as coaches because we voted this in. Is it unfortunate that it went down the way it did? Yeah. Do I think we need to look at it again? I think that will be some conversations about that. But I'm just glad we got our game in Saturday. We battled we lost Friday night and had a big rain delay and were able to get it in Saturday. So I'm just thankful that we were able to do that.
Coach, we know that in 2013, big news as you guys were champs, winning over Zachary in the 5A state championship. You've had many a great battles against Barb. Played him earlier this season. You guys get the victory, but in a tournament style, maybe not everybody having their aces on the mound on that particular matchup. You can tell me otherwise. But what does this Barb team have and this year? What kind of matchup are you expecting?
We're expecting a classic Catholic Barb matchup. We know they're going to be good. They'll be well coached. They're going to put a lot of pressure on you. They like to bunt. They like to score. Like to try to steal bases and do things that pressure wise that way. For us is to trust who we are, to trust ourselves, to not make it any more than what it is. It's just another baseball game. Let the bats come on top, score some runs early, and then play the game one pitch at a time.
What can you do defensively for a team that's going to be that aggressive on the base path and stuff like that?
Well, we do a real good job controlling the running game, and our pitchers are sold out. They sell out to doing that and controlling that running game, and we'll slow them down. the best thing to do to control a running game or a small game is score runs early, and then you kind of eliminate that, and they have to play for a big inning. So I think for us, go out and score some runs early in this game, play solid defense, no strikes, and, you know, we'll like our chances.
Out in Sulphur on Friday, it's the 5A semifinals. The fourth-seeded Catholic High Bears taking on top-seeded Barb Friday, 7 o'clock. Coach, best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, man.
Thanks so much to Catholic High head baseball coach Brad Bass. When we return, more semifinal representation from the Baton Rouge area. Brule Panthers baseball coach Tate DuPont will join us in about 15 minutes from right now. We'll be joined by West Feliciana Saints head baseball coach Gannon Acord. So lots of baseball tonight. Keep it right here. It's Louisiana Prep Weekly. Cade Wazan, 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.